This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The upcoming season of The Big Bang Theory will be the last for the comedy. Yep. In a statement, Warner Brothers, CBS, and Chuck Lorre Productions said, quote, "We are forever grateful to our fans for their support of the show during the past 12 seasons," unquote. The decision comes after CBS Entertainment head Kelly Kov said they were discussing an additional season. Guess not. Well, this is embarrassing and hilarious. Fox News honored the life of Aretha Franklin with an image of Patti LaBelle. Following reports that the Queen of Soul had died at the age of 76, Fox News broadcast a lengthy video featuring Franklin's life and performances. At around the 3:30 mark, there's an image of a woman singing, and it was Patti LaBelle, who's very much alive. Idiots! In other Aretha Franklin news, she will be remembered in a very special way. Music industry legend Clive Davis is planning a tribute concert for the late legendary singer that will take place on November 14th at Madison Square Garden in New York. The concert had been in the works for months, long before Franklin's death. Gee, wouldn't it have been better while she was alive? Yeah. Scarlett Johansson has surpassed Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston as the highest paid actress in Hollywood. Emma Stone claimed the spot last year with a cool $26 million, but Johansson, who has a number of Marvel films under her belt, brought in a huge $40 million. This year, the actress has starred in Isle of Dogs and Avengers Infinity War. Congrats, Scarlett, you rich bitch. Have Ben Affleck and Lindsay Shookus split up? The actor was seen leaving dinner at Nobu in Malibu with Shauna Sexton, who was Playboy's Miss May 2018. The dinner came a day after Ben celebrated his 46th birthday with his kids. Lindsay was nowhere to be found. We thought Ben may have switched his addiction from booze to, well, you know, but he's back in rehab. Nicki Minaj has postponed her Nicki Hendrix tour in the U.S., and Future, who was supposed to be the co-headliner, will no longer be part of the tour. The European leg will go ahead as planned, with the tour kicking off in Munich, Germany on February 21st, with Future. Psst, ticket sales in the U.S. were awful, and that's why it's been postponed. Guess Nicki will blame everyone, except herself. Funny man Jon Stewart is now known as the GOAT in New York City. This after he helped rescue two wayward goats who wandered onto subway tracks in Brooklyn. Stewart teamed with the Farm Sanctuary in Watkins Glen, New York, to provide the two animals a home after their two-hour escapade on the train tracks. Willie and Billy said, quote, "John, you're a good man. Not bad." Sorry. Asia Argento denied that she ever had a sexual relationship with an underage male. The Italian actress, who was one of the first to publicly accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, had her boyfriend, deceased chef Anthony Bourdain, pay off a young male actor who accused her of sexual misconduct in the months after her revelations about the disgraced movie mogul were revealed. Stay tuned. Sophia Sanchez sure loves Drake. The 11-year-old, who's awaiting a heart transplant, had her dreams come true when the rapper visited her in a Chicago hospital. Drake posted a photo of the pair's visit, writing in the caption, "Me and my love Sophia, talking about Bieber and owls and basketball." Drake gifted Sophia with some of his merchandise and even sang her his hit song, God's Plan. Very cool. Chris Pratt says it's not an easy time as the cast of the Guardians of the Galaxy look to the future after Disney fired writer-director James Gunn. Chris says he hopes he can be rehired. Gunn was fired from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 because of old tweets that emerged where he joked about subjects like pedophilia and rape. Yeah, those are such funny topics. No, they're not. America's Got Talent judge Simon Cowell got a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Cowell began working in the mailroom of EMI Music Publishing as his first industry gig to forming his own label, S Records. In 2004, Cowell's production company, Psycho Entertainment, was formed with artists including One Direction, Camila Cabello, and Little Mix. Congrats, Pudgy. I mean, Simon. An Atlanta area property company is suing Grammy-winning R&B artist R. Kelly for $203,000 over extensive damage to two homes he rented. It says one home suffered damage to electrical wiring, flooring, and windows, and was missing items including a stove, furniture, ceiling fans, and 22 light fixtures. Hey, having a sex dungeon can cause a lot of damage. 5 years after Paul Walker's death, his brothers say they're open to playing his character again in Fast and Furious. Caleb and Cody Walker filled in for their brother and helped complete Furious 7 after he died in a car crash in 2013. I hope we get to have a little cameo and bring Paul back to save the day, said Caleb. Yep, otherwise the brothers are free to return to obscurity. Kodak Black is a free man. The rapper was released from Florida's Broward County Jail after serving 7 months. He was doing time for two probation violations stemming from being arrested in January. Kodak was initially facing 12 years behind bars, but five of the seven charges against him were dropped. Kodak also got a jail tutor to help him get his GED. Good for you, Kodak. The trash bin. Bobby Christina Brown's close friend Max Lomas has also died from a drug overdose. His body was discovered inside a Mississippi home by a friend. Lomas was the person who found Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter unresponsive in the bathtub. He was accused of being the dealer who brought her and her boyfriend Nick Gordon their drugs. Ugh. You know, you can't make this shit up.
The news wrap-up.
Google moves to make its tech more accessible to the disabled. Tencent's profit drop has dragged down Chinese internet stocks. Sprint has partnered with LG to launch a 5G smartphone in 2019. Millennials are going to extreme lengths to share streaming passwords, and companies are missing out on millions. Hey, you gotta pay for stuff.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Crazy Rich Asians remains at the top of the box office for a second week.
The number one album.
Ariana Grande enters the charts at number one with Sweetener.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft Pocket Edition, number one.
The number one book.
Unhinged by former Trump staffer Omarosa is the number one nonfiction book.
Lovely the Band is an indie pop band that's based right here in L.A. The trio is comprised of vocalist Mitchie Collins, guitarist Jordan Greenwald, and drummer Sam Price. The band debuted in April of last year with their single Broken, which quickly earned over 3 million streams on Spotify and charted on several Billboard charts. It topped the Billboard Alternative Songs chart and stayed on top for 7 consecutive weeks. The single topped the Billboard Rock Airplay chart and remained on top for 9 weeks. It's now roaring up the pop charts. From LA, here's Lovely the Band with the song of the week, Broken. From their debut album, Finding It Hard to Smile, that was Lovely the Band with the song of the week, Broken. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.